You're muted, Lexi.
Muted. I muted my.
Can everybody hear you?
God dang it. I was on a roll there too.
I'm like, you're muted. Can't nobody hear you.
Why do I do this? Anyway, welcome to the King of Queens podcast. We are officially on NFL draft week, which we are so excited about. Thank God it is draft week. D-Mac, you specifically.
God bless. Please.
All the mock drafts in the world, I think he's come up with. But no, I'm just so excited. God. This is like, hey. I hope it's better now.
She's over there struggling for real today.
Okay. So. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, can you hear me? Because that'd be a problem. No, but okay.
Jody. Say who you are, Jesus.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Jody.
I'm done. I'm logging off.
No, you can't log off. We have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of
No, but we're just excited. It's freaking draft week finally.
24 hours to the draft.
Arguably the best week of the offseason for the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, next to schedule release, but yeah.
Yeah.
Schedule release might be my favorite week because I can plan my life accordingly. Right. I can figure out what the heck I'm gonna do. Am I muted?
No, you're good.
Oh, I was like, what you were pointing. I was like, am I muted?
I'm saying all right. Hand ring week when our guys get their rings.
Oh, I have on on the trio. Even though I'm too short, I can't really get
it. I know. Anyway.
Oh my God, my ears are hurt. You know how like when I laugh too hard, my ears start to hurt? I know that's probably something new for the listeners, but every time I laugh too hard, my ears start to hurt. My ears hurt. Anyway, let's get into the point of what this show is.
Okay, let's do that.
Shout out to Lexi. She was having technical difficulties, but we've made it. I'm just so glad it's not me. It's normally me with the technical difficulties.
I know, now it's me lately, and I don't know what. We're going to figure it out. It's okay.
So last week we went over the Chiefs picks, right? We went over what it is we wanted to see them do through each round. This week we decided to spice it up a little bit. We're going to go through the whole entire AFC West. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we care about all 32 picks, but we really care more about the AFC. And it gets kind of spicy. And like when I'm sitting back, like, because I've actually finally this week started paying attention to the drafts and the mock drafts and what people are doing and what the needs are and things of that. Like, I think we have like an idea of what teams needed just based off of last football season. But then kind of as the offseason's been happening, people have been getting traded. People have been retiring. There's been kind of a lot just going on, right? But, you know, I want to get your thoughts. The rumors are there's probably going to be 5 to 6 quarterbacks going in the first round alone, which would be a record, right? So do you genuinely think that's going to happen? I could see where it could be like 4, but 5 or 6?
I think 5, 6 is a stretch for me. But it's like, I think it depends if someone like the Giants take a quarterback. I think like if the Giants take a quarterback, then I think you do maybe see 5 or 6 quarterbacks taken. Just because two of our nemeses in the Broncos and the Raiders both kind of need a quarterback. Now, I do want to mention the Broncos did trade.
We're not talking about the AFC yet, though.
We're not there yet?
Okay. No.
Well, I'm just saying quarterback. Okay. Quarterback-wise.
Trust me, we'll get to them very soon because they are in the top 15.
No, and I think 6 is like probably the max, but I could see 5. I could see 5 taken.
Yeah, I could see 4 or 5 too. And I feel like me and you should do like either like a bet or an over under on
four or five.
Because in my mind, and I might change my thought once we get through the AFC, but right now I do think like 4. If the line is 4.5, I think I'm going to take the under and go 4.
Okay, I'll take the over and go 5.
Just like Chris says. If Penix goes in the first round, because a lot of mock drafts and predictions are saying that Penix might go in the second round, but there is a high possibility he could go in the first round. And if he does go in the first round, then that would make me think 5.
Penix and Bo Nix.
Yeah, and I think, okay, let's go ahead and just get into it, because I kind of have ideas on where I think they're going to go. I want to hear your thoughts too.
You're the under, I'm the over.
Yeah, I'm the under. Yeah, you're the over. Yeah, at 4.5.
What do we want to bet?
I don't know. What do I want you to buy me? Let me think.
What do I want you to
buy? I'm like, let me think. You could probably buy me like tacos and a margarita. Yeah. That could be the bet. Tacos and a margarita.
Taco and a margarita. Perfect.
I mean, Cinco de Drinko is very soon.
That's coming up. You're
it
right.
Kicks off my birthday. So okay. we can do that. So, okay, cool. 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 Cool.
Okay.
I love that. Y'all heard that. Those of y'all that are listening, y'all heard that. So y'all know what it is. Also, shout out to all of y'all being in here. I know we're just getting started. We're 6 minutes in. If you're on Twitter, please retweet the space. If you're on YouTube, shout out to y'all. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to us. But yeah, so in the AFC, the first pick would be the New England Patriots. They are pick number 3.
Yep.
So what do you think they're going to do? Like, what are your projections for the Patriots?
I think the Patriots are like, the Patriots are notorious for not like, not accepting any, or I don't know. They don't like stay at their pick usually in the first round, right? Like, they're notorious for like trading up and down, but that's under Bill Belichick. And they're
But that's Bill Belichick though, right?
Regime now. And I don't even know the last time they had a top 3 pick. It was definitely way before Bill Belichick. It was way before, it was probably like 2000. Like, they haven't had a first round pick, or I'm sorry, a top, I'm so sorry, top 5 pick in
there
that
you
top,
go. Yeah.
Top 10 even. Like, they've just been top 20 plus probably for the last 20 years. So for them to have this pick is kind of crazy. I think if they're smart, they should go quarterback. And you can't bet on these guys panning out for you, but what else are you going to do right now? You have Jacoby Brissett. They signed Jacoby Brissett on like a $8 million 1 year deal, right? To be like a bridge.
Definitely the backup. Yeah. I'm like, definitely the backup. Yeah.
I mean, Mac Jones went to Jacksonville as their backup now, which is crazy.
I mean, well, Mac Jones was terrible. So.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like,
he should be a backup.
Yeah. But they don't have like any, they don't have anyone. So I think they should take, I would say either like Drake May, Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy, whoever makes the most sense for you at number 3, I think they should definitely take a quarterback.
I agree. I definitely think they should go quarterback as well. I personally would hate for Jaden Daniels to go there because I love him and I hate the Patriots. So, I mean, I know that Bill Belichick is gone and the history of everything that the Patriots had is up in flames, right? Like, yes, the trophies are still there, but if you look at who they are today, they are not who they were. And they're definitely in a rebuilding, retooling, like it's past retooling. They're definitely like in a rebuild phase.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that they need to be smart and they should go after a quarterback. Drake May is probably like the right fit for them. I don't think JJ McCarthy will go that high. I think he's further in the draft. But yeah, I could see that. I mean, and I don't even think like Bo Nix would make it there, but I could definitely see that too. So he ain't going that high either. So I'm like, he's not going that high either. So
no.
So I agree with you though. I think the Patriots need to go quarterback if they want to work on recreating the dynasty that was. Good luck, because the Chiefs are away. But
and you have
I definitely think that's the route they need to go.
Yeah.
Yes, Mac Jones is terrible. Correct.
Patriots just have so many. Like, the AFC is just insane right now. The Patriots are so far down there for me. It's like, even if you, he's got to be like a CJ Stroud level to be a different.
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing. The AFC has a lot of opportunity, but they're still better than the NFC.
Oh, absolutely.
which I don't know if that kind of talks to the caliber of what football has been like over the last few years, because I feel like it didn't used to be this. Like, you have either really, really, really good teams or terrible teams. Like, there's really not much in between, and there used to be that. So it could be, I mean, there could be a lot of things that get in the way of that, like all of the rule changes and just, you know, there could be things that could maybe water down what's happening. But anyway, let's move on. So the next AFC team would be one of our division, the Los Angeles Chargers. They have the 5th pick in this year's draft. And let's be honest, they got a lot of holes. They got some holes. So they really can't go wrong wherever they go because of the amount of opportunity that they have going into this year. As a Chiefs fan, I love to see them in shambles. I know that you do well. They do have Justin Herbert, though. Do what you can with Sunshine number 2. So where do you think they go? Because, again, they have a lot of opportunity right now.
I think their pretty obvious needs are going to be offensive tackle and then wide receiver. Wide receiver is the bigger one for me for the Chargers, just because they honestly have, like, no one.
Yeah.
They have Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnson, who was their last year's first-round pick, and he didn't look so good his first season. So I don't know what to make of him, really. But I think they need, at the 5 pick, I mean, if the Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr., you have your pick of
God bless
Neighbors and Rome Odunze, right? And so either one is going to be a killer. Like, no matter who they get, it's going to be.
They can't mess up. Yeah.
So I think they need to go wide receiver. If they don't, I would be absolutely shocked. But, like, also Chargers going to charger.
Chargers are definitely going to charge.
Correct. I could see them, like, but honestly, I could see them going offensive tackle and taking, like, a Joe.
I think they need to go offensive tackle. Like, you know, if Justin Herbert, who just signed a contract, is your franchise quarterback, you should probably protect his life.
He can't stay healthy.
You should protect his life. I still can't get past the home opener we had against them, and he, like, had that rib intrusion, whatever happened. So, in my mind, like, where they should probably go receiver, they definitely need to protect their money. Like, and I think that's something that we always harp about as Chiefs fans. Like, you got to protect the money. You got to protect the franchise. And I think that Brett Veach and Andy Reid have done a great job with keeping Patrick off the ground. If the Chargers want to have a chance of even making the playoffs, let alone winning the division, they're going to have to figure out ways to protect Justin Herbert. And so that's why I think they should go tackle. I would hate for them to go receiver. Can you imagine if Marvin Harrison Jr. went there? I would be so angry if he ended up there, like if he didn't go at the 2 seed.
He's got to go with the Cardinals, right?
Like, I mean, it makes sense. K1 is healthy.
And they need a receiver.
And they need a receiver. Thank you, Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh man, that's where I cannot wait to see how these top picks, and like, I know the Cardinals, I haven't heard it much as much about the Chargers, but I know the Cardinals are like open to trade, but
yeah, they said that they would be open to trading back and getting more picks, which I think is something that wouldn't necessarily be a bad idea, but they also need to be able to protect Kyler. Like, Kyler needs, and I know we're not talking NFC, but he needs to be protected too, because they gave him a ton of money. And he's coming off of back-to-back injuries as well. So,
well, yeah. And I just think if you're going to get anything for that top 4 pick, like, that's going to be a huge, huge ask. Like, they're going to get so much if they trade away that pick. So I feel like just take Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's an elite talent. So,
yeah. I mean, he's going to come in and immediately make an impact on that roster, on anybody's roster.
Yeah.
On anybody's roster. Chargers,
okay. So, like, one thing I wanted to say, and just omitting to all quarterbacks, I guess, is like, yes, everyone needs a good O-line, and the Chargers do need a good tackle. Like, and they have every opportunity at pick number 5 with wide receivers or offensive tackles, right?
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I don't even know, like, Patrick Mahomes, that's just where we are so lucky, where we can have somewhat average talent at the offensive tackle position.
Yeah.
And he's still going to find a way to escape sacks. He's still going to find a way to make the plays. And that's why the Chiefs keep on winning. It's like, I don't see that with, like, I haven't seen that with Justin Herbert. I haven't seen him, like, escape those crazy sacks and those crazy plays that get him injured to be like, oh, he can do that without an elite left tackle or an elite O-line, whatever. But you're getting that with Patrick. So,
well, and I think that even if you don't, I think with the Chiefs, even if you don't have an elite tackle, you got some pretty damn good guards that'll also help him be able to escape and do what he needs to do. And, like, when you look at the Chargers O-line, you're not seeing that. Like, Justin Herbert is running for his life. Yes. Like, he's running for his life. Yeah, but it's not nearly – and I don't want to say it's not nearly, like, as fluid as, like, Patrick would, because Patrick is just very special in his own. Like, you can't really compare anything he does to anybody else. But, I mean, like, if you go back to the – if you go back to the Cardinals, I think Kyler Murray is great at escaping. And clearly he'd been running for his life since he entered the league too. So, I mean, and it could be because of Justin Herbert's built. Like, dude is big and stocky and, like, you know, and Kyler Murray's like 4'11". So when you look at the difference between those two, like, I can see that. So I agree with you though. I feel like the Chargers cannot go wrong wherever they go. Hell, they even need a running back. So I feel like they can't go wrong wherever they go. I think they should protect their money, but I think a receiver is also incredibly smart. As a Chiefs fan, I would hate to go against Marvin Harrison Jr. for the next 5 years, personally. So, my troll, because I'm gonna troll a little bit. I see the Chargers charging, kind of like you said. And I know that they gave Justin Herbert this contract, but when I think about Harbaugh and I see J.J. McCarthy out there, wouldn't put it past me if he was like, I'm going to go get my guy, because he's a little off his rocker too. So I can see the Chargers charging and doing something like that. I mean, you see they already went and got half of the whole entire Ravens team. So I wouldn't be surprised if they went and did something like that. Now, I hope that they are a smarter team than that, but that's my troll. Don't be surprised if you see a quarterback go at five.
And I saw that, like, somewhere in the media maybe last week, where it was like, oh, the Chargers might trade Justin Herbert to the Vikings, and then the Vikings will give up pick 11, whatever it is that they have, and then they'll get J.J. McCarthy. And I'm like, oh,
wouldn't that be dumb? That would be so stupid.
It would be so dumb. But can you imagine, Jody, listen to a world of the AFC West quarterbacks, which is...
Oh,
Holmes, J.J. McCarthy, Gardner Minshew, and Zach Wilson.
The AFC West is really embarrassing me, and I don't appreciate it. I really need them to get it together, but no one has faith in Sean Payton. We can talk about that when we get to pick 12. But yeah. We'll anyway, let's go ahead and jump down, because the next few – oh, no, I'm sorry. The next pick in the AFC would go – to the seventh, well, is the seventh pick, and that's the Tennessee Titans, who got LeJarius Sneed. I'm not well that they got Sneed. So they definitely helped improve their defense just by getting Sneed along.
Absolutely.
So when you think about the Titans, what are some of the needs that come to mind for you that you think they need? And I know what I think, but
honestly, just real quick, I think we might miss LeJarius Sneed a little bit.
Oh, no, yeah.
So
what?
Anyway, we're gonna have to deal with that a little bit, but
and I do think Trent McDuffie, and we could talk about that at 32, but I think Trent will be able to help train and educate and direct and guide, and
he will, and he has enough experience now. But
yeah, year three. Anyway, Tennessee Titans.
Titans, I think they're gonna go O-line. I think offensive tackle would be their biggest priority.
Yep.
Their offensive line was not great last season.
Nope.
So I think offensive tackle has to be what they take.
I agree. Again, protect your money. They got to go off. They can either go offensive line or defensive line. Honestly, they should go offensive line.
Yeah.
But if they don't, then they should go defensive line. I mean, they also lost Derrick Henry, right? That was this year, right? So they're also – who's a running back?
He's on the Ravens. So the Titans have Tony Pollard now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. But TP is good. I forgot he went there. Wow. So, I mean, I guess they did fill the running back role. So I agree. I definitely think they need to go O-line or D-line. And it doesn't matter which one they go.
What's interesting is this year, I don't feel like there's any first round running backs.
I mean, no. They're at
last year there were two. This year,
yeah, I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know my thought. I don't think you should ever draft a running back in the first three rounds. I don't care who the heck you are. Yeah. Especially because I see what we do at running back every single year. Yeah. We get gems in 5, 6, and 7. So bless, yeah. Bless that. So I'll take that. But no, I agree with you. And let's move on. So the next pick would be at pick 10, which would be the New York Jets. Now, Aaron Rodgers is back again. And they just paid
back.
No, Quinnen Williams got paid last year, right? That was last season, so he got his bag. Huh?
He was paid right before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm like, he got his bag. Mm-hmm. I know what my immediate need for the Jets is based on the first 90 seconds of last year. So, yeah.
I think we all do. I think you have to take a good offensive tackle, right? Like, there's
absolutely
not.
Like, offensive tackle, spot, guard, you, something.
You're going to have your pick. Like, you need, yeah.
Yeah. If
O-line
you're help. O-line help all around. And if you're going to have Aaron Rodgers back out there, I mean, their defense is great. Like, Jets have one of the best defenses, which is crazy. But you're going to have to protect Aaron Rodgers. He's 72 years old. He's coming off an ACL. Like, there's just a lot of things going on with him right now. And you need to make sure that he's taken care of.
A lot of people have Bowers going to the Jets, which I've seen many times.
So I don't have him going there. I have him going to a team that I'm going to be very angry to talk about later.
I don't know.
A team that has a lot of drama right now.
But
yeah,
so I think that that's a interesting spot for Bowers. If he were to go that high, I think the Jets would make sense because they don't really have a lot of tight end help. They have Uzama. I couldn't even tell you who else they have at tight end right now. But I do feel like they could use tight end help. But I think this early in the draft, like, it would really, really help them to take a really good offensive linemen somewhere in there.
They have to. I mean, and so if you think about the Jets, last year they were like, we're getting a Super Bowl ring. So last year they had the mentality that they were going to the Super Bowl. They built their offense and their defense around chasing a ring. And the only thing that was missing was a quarterback after the first game. They still have a lot of those key pieces in place.
Yeah.
So to not protect Aaron Rodgers would be a mistake by the Jets. However, we've
clearly
seen the Jets. They jet, so.
Right. Chargers, Charger, Jets, Jet, so.
Broncos, Bronco. Like, the list goes, right? The list goes. So, yeah, but no, I agree. And I think, you know, I'm really interested to see what the Jets schedule looks like this year because please understand that the hype is still going to be there for them, especially with Aaron Rodgers being back. And I feel like last year, all of the Aaron Rodgers hype didn't start, though, until, like, the summer, because that's when he finally, like, signed.
It was big in the summer. And they had Hard Knocks, and they had all the stuff
all
going.
Of that. Yeah.
I feel like the Jets, people are having a really tough time, like, ranking them in any, like, anytime I see rankings, it's like, oh, Jets might be, like, number 8 in the AFC, or 10, or, you know, maybe higher. But I feel like people are having a really tough time because last year we rated them so high because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And then this season, it's like, it all depends on his health. And we saw,
I mean, they had them winning the AFC last year.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So now, people have definitely taken a step back this year, but it's like, I think people don't know where to put them.
Well,
like the ceiling is high, but the floor is low.
Yeah, for sure. And I will say, though, I think a lot of things. So, yes, the draft is going to definitely help kind of put some things in place to where rankings are going to go for each team. But I also think that there's been a lot that's happened in the AFC in the offseason, like the Bills losing their best wide receiver, like the Bengals getting ready to possibly lose one of their best defensive players and a wide receiver. Like, there are things happening in the AFC that can make some teams plummet. So that's why I'm like, once this draft is done, we're going to be able to really do a ranking because it's like, all right, so they filled this hole and then people are still going to be going out and getting people. Like, if there's still money available in your books, you're going to go out and see who's still available. And I think that we're going to see a lot of big signings after the draft too, because it's like, all right, well, this guy's still out there. Let's go pick him up and bring him in off of free agency. So let's go ahead and get to the next pick, which would be number 12, and it would be the Denver Broncos, who just released some ugly jerseys. I'm not a fan at all of their jerseys. I think out of the jersey war that's happening right now between the Jets, the Texans, the Broncos, and the Lions, I think the Texans won personally. I would put the Jets at number 2. So between the jersey roar, they're also at the bottom of that. They're number 4 for me. So Broncos, they have a lot going on right now. They need a quarterback, even though they have a quarterback in Zach Wilson, who is no longer with the Jets either. What do you think the Broncos do at 12?
So one thing I said about all these new jerseys was that, actually, our friend Kylie Winfrey tweeted yesterday. She's like, well, I guess I won't be so mad about all the new jerseys because our team just keeps designing rings. And I was like, I tweeted her and I was like, well, all of your teams are designing new jerseys. Our team is designing rings. Which
absolutely. And fantastic. You know, the Chiefs are never, ever, ever going to get new jerseys, new helmets, and alternate anything. Yeah. They are so traditional. It is what it is. Like,
let it go. Let it go. Let your dreams die. They're not going to change.
Dreams die. Just enjoy the rings, baby. Enjoy those rings. Before you get into your pick, do you know that the Broncos have had 7 seasons with a losing record?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I just wanted you to know that. No, it's true. It's accurate.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that before you. Seven is a lot.
You know, and actually, the Broncos to me, they're so interesting because, like, even in a lot of their winning seasons, it was just quarterbacks that they got from other winning teams, that, like, obviously Peyton Manning. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't like they drafted them. So they haven't drafted a good quarterback in a really long time, which as a Chiefs fan, we can relate to because that was us for a really long time before Patrick Mahomes. Drafting wise, right? Like, we didn't draft a quarterback.
But at least Alex Smith got us close. Russell Wilson didn't do anything.
No.
He didn't do a single thing. He got paid. He got the Brinks truck. That's what he got.
That's what he got. I think the Broncos, I think they should take a quarterback, but they have a lot of needs on their team.
Yeah.
Between wide receiver.
Defense,
O-line. Quarterback, they have a ton of needs.
They need to go. So for me, I think they need to go quarterback. I think this is where Bo Nix goes. And I think they need to build around
JJ.
Him.
I could see JJ going there too.
Yeah, I could see that too. If he's not gone already. But
if he's not gone.
And I think they need to just build around Bo Nix. Like, I think that
he seems like a Sean Payton kind of guy, right?
He does, but Sean Payton is.
He hasn't done
anything that's been spectacular for me since he's been with the Broncos. No. He's really just kind of like set it on fire, which, again, as a Chiefs fan, these are things that I enjoy. Heart. But
ended the Chiefs winning streak. That's it.
Yeah. Cool. And then we got a Super Bowl ring. Like, it is what it is, right? So I agree. I definitely think they need to get a quarterback. I think this is where Bo Nix goes. I think that they just need to go ahead and restructure everything around him. But I am very shocked that, like, they got rid of their best receiver this year. Their offensive line definitely still needs that help.
They got rid of their best receiver. Justin Simmons.
That's crazy. So... They have holes that they need to fill. I also have them being at the bottom of the division this year, just like they were last year. So, I wish them the best of luck. But that's all I have for the Broncos.
I don't wish them any good luck, actually.
I can't wait to see how Sean Payton messes this up.
You can keep failing.
Please. I love it.
If they don't take a quarterback, what the heck do they take? A wide receiver?
You're saying they trust Zach Wilson enough to just get a receiver and go? Honestly, not good enough for Zach Wilson?
They have to commit to a quarterback or they have to commit to a tank.
So here's my logic. It just came to me right now.
Okay.
Remember how Zach Wilson played with the Jets when he played against the Chiefs last year?
Yeah.
And he was really good.
Yeah.
I feel like Sean Payton was like, ooh, okay.
Let me get that, Zach Wilson.
We see what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just come to the AFC West and try to beat them, then maybe we could have something here.
Yeah.
So, because Zach Wilson was really good against the Chiefs.
Which was so stupid.
But I think that has all to do with the Jets game plan.
Yeah.
And not necessarily what the Broncos can do. I mean, yeah, they did beat us once last year. Fine. But I think that is the sole reason why they went after him and put him on that roster. They're like, all right, he got some fight in him and we can see what he can do. So I don't hate it. I hope they start him every game.
Please be my guest.
please be my guest. Start him every game. All right, let's get to pick 13, which is still in the AFC West. Last team in the AFC West. We go to the Las Vegas Raiders, who also beat us last year. It's so funny because last year I remember saying, we're going to finally lose to an AFC team. It's either going to be the Broncos. Actually, no, I said the Chargers or the Raiders last year. No, I didn't. I said the Chargers or the Broncos last year. I didn't even say the Raiders. And here we are.
Yeah.
So it's okay. We can have an L to them. So they also have a ton of needs. They also have a ton of needs. And they have a new head coach this year.
Yeah.
But they still got Max Crosby, who is a dog.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is gone, right?
Yeah, he's a Packer.
He's gone. So
their running back room is like nothing.
It's thin. They could use a running back. I don't think that's their number one need, but they could definitely use a running back. They need a receiver. They need a quarterback. So yeah, Peter just said it here. MPJ, Michael Penix Jr. So God bless. I love him and I would hate to have to hate him. He's my favorite quarterback in this draft. You know that. I've been saying that forever. If he went to the Raiders, I would be so angry, but he would fit so good there. And it just makes me angry.
Is that what Devontae Adams wants? Because I know he was like, I want this person, but I can't remember who it was.
Oh, I have no clue, but everybody
likes him, honestly, or Jaden Daniels, maybe.
Jaden Daniels is amazing. Like, right. I think Jaden Daniels would be long gone before
he's gonna go
13. Yeah. But man,
so this is where,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is where you get into like, so we said maybe 5 quarterbacks go in the first round.
Yeah.
If the Broncos and Raiders both take a quarterback, that's 5.
Yeah.
And the Vikings.
And we're only at 13. Yeah.
And the Vikings still need one. Like there's, so it could easily be maybe 6, like the streets are saying, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, the Raiders, I think they definitely need quarterback help. They need running back help. There's not going to be a running back that goes around.
They need receiver help.
They need receivers. They need
defense help. I'm like,
that's the thing. These teams, they have a lot of needs. So
they need help in their secondary.
It won't surprise me what they do in after the draft with like free agency either. They're going to scurry to make some other signings, but
now I don't know how much money they have. Are they in cap hill? No, they're not in cap hill, are they?
I don't know.
I don't think they are. I think they got some money. They got some money because they don't have a quarterback, so they have money because they put Gardner on like a super cheap deal, like a 1 year.
Have $22 million in cap space.
Right now. They could go get somebody with that for sure.
Yeah.
So I will be angry if Michael Penix Jr. goes here. You're going to see me be angry because we're going to be together on draft night. You just need to just like have a beverage ready for me. I'm not going to be a happy person. But again, he's a perfect fit. He would be a perfect fit there. I think he would be great there. I think he would be great in... Yeah. I think he's a
yeah. He makes sense in Vegas, so
he makes sense there. And I'm just trying to think, and I know we're going to get through, but there's a few teams that I see him being a good fit with. But I think the culture that the Raiders are creating would just be a good fit for him. Yeah. So I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm angry. So the very next pick in the AFC would be the Colts at 15. Yeah. So they have two major needs right now that I think of. I reached out to my soul sister, Meg, who writes for Colts Wire. And I was like, okay, here's my thoughts about what y'all need, but tell me what y'all need. Tell me what you need. And she said, yeah, they need a corner.
That's what I was going to say. I need corner.
She said they need a corner. So I said corner or receiver. Mm-hmm. Because what if Rome could be available here still? Like Rome Odunze could still be available here.
Yeah.
And him with Anthony Richardson would be... just things I don't want to think about.
Rome Odunze. Or, so no, they wouldn't take.
Who?
I was going to say Brock Bowers, but I don't think they'd take a tight end of the Colts. I saw Sealu. He was like, no, he was like, there's other things they need before a tight end.
That's a priority. Like they could probably go get a tight end later in the draft.
Unless he's the best player there at that pick, I think they go quarterback or wide receiver. And it just depends how it falls. But I think they could be one of the first teams to take a cornerback, which would be really good.
Which would be smart. It would be good because at that point, if there's a corner still available, he's probably the first corner to go off the board, and it's probably the best one that's available. And if they know that that's their biggest need, their biggest opportunity, then you just got to fill that hole. And there's so many receivers and tight ends in this draft. You can get one in the second, third round. You know what I mean? So there's still going to be some really great guys available. Well, so,
and they were in the battle for Snead, but they just didn't get
him. Have the money. They were poor. Snead wanted a lot of money. He was like, you're going to give me this dollar amount.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy if he wouldn't have went there.
I know. So I think cornerback. I could see them being one of the first to take a cornerback.
Yeah, I agree. And it would be smart. It would be smart. So trickling down the AFC. Now we're at pick 17. Jacksonville Jaguars. I know what I think their immediate need is. What do you think? And I probably agree.
Well,
maybe not.
I don't know. Jaguars, man.
Trevor Lawrence.
They have a few needs.
Yeah.
I think.
Protect your money.
I was going to say, yeah. O-line. O-line. Corner.
How many times did he get hurt last year?
Too many.
Like three or four easily.
Yeah, his O-line was trash.
And it's crazy because I remember us having the conversation before last season started. I was like, Trevor Lawrence for MVP. He's going to be the MVP this season. Yes, based off of what he did the prior season. And that did not happen at all. Like, not even close. Like, of all the things that I could have been wrong about, I was tremendously wrong about that. And it's because he couldn't stay healthy. But that's based off of his O-line.
Well, I think you weren't the only one to have him as MVP. Like that was he was supposed to have a huge season.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was largely in due to his O-line.
Yeah.
To not have that. So I think if they have the option, they need O-line help all over the board.
guard, left tackle, right tackle, center. Y'all need all of them. Y'all need everybody.
Y'all need all that. I could see them taking defensive back, like depending how the board falls and like if that's the best player available. I could see a defensive back going to them, like safety or cornerback, probably cornerback, or a wide receiver.
Because Calvin Ridley's gone. Is Calvin really gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
He's a Titan.
Yeah. God bless the Titans.
So,
yeah. Yeah. I think they need to protect Trevor Lawrence. And I think that Doug Peterson knows that after last season.
Yeah.
and they didn't go after one in the offseason, mainly because there wasn't that many available that are great. Like, I think even after the draft, there's not going to be like, oh, let's go get someone. I think their best bet is to just draft someone. And so this kind of goes back to another conversation. So we spoke earlier about how we think there's going to probably be 4, 5, or 6 quarterbacks that go off the board, right? But I feel like offensive tackle, offensive line, that is a very high priority in this first round, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think I sat down and really thought about it until I actually started unmuting the word mock draft and paying attention to it because I muted it for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a really big need in this draft too. And a lot of guys are realizing like, we got to start protecting these quarterbacks. And because the market is so high now for salary, like quarterbacks are getting paid ridiculous amount of money right now. So if you're going to be paying these guys the freaking bank, yeah, you need to make sure that they are wrapped in bubble wrap and not even getting close to the ground. So, and Trevor Lawrence got paid, right? Or he's about to get paid.
No, he hasn't been paid yet.
He hasn't been paid yet. Ooh, so that's spicy.
What I've heard is that either the Colts or the Jaguars are like a contender for trading for Brandon Ayuk off the Niners.
I hate them both and I want him to be a Chief.
Mm, he won't be.
He won't be. The Niners hate us so much.
I wish. Like, but he will not be.
They hate us so. Technically, yeah, Everybody hates us a lot.
Everyone hates us, but
yeah. And the only way we would get him is if they would be like, "We want 4 first round picks. Give us the next 4." And it's like, no. So yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Well, interesting, Jacksonville. All right. The number 18 pick, which is the AFC, goes to the Cincinnati Bengals, who have a lot of drama right now. Go ahead.
Favorites.
Go ahead. Go yeah, ahead and say what you're about. They got a lot of drama happening right now.
Let's touch on the drama. So they have T. Higgins, their number 2 wide receiver.
For a trade.
Mm-hmm. Requesting a trade. Then they also, just as of today, just a few hours ago, Trey Hendrickson, one of their best D-line guys, yep, is also requesting
a trade.
Yeah. Out of kind of nowhere. So,
first of all,
because I guess he doesn't feel
they're not going to give him the money that he wants. Yeah. Like, so we had this conversation 2 years ago. This is not a last year conversation. We had this conversation 2 years ago. Y'all have all these guys who y'all think y'all are going to pay, and y'all don't have the money to do it. And they just gave Joe Burrow this big contract, who was out for more than 50% of last season. And so they did what we did a few years back. Remember when we got a new sponsor with the Chiefs, GEHA, and then they gave us all this money, and then we put their name on the building, and then we were able to pay Pat? That's kind of what the Bengals just did last year, too. Not only are they working to, like, renovate their stadium, but they're getting a brand new practice facility, and they're trying to use some of that money to pay their guys, right? Cool. Right. Well, y'all got a lot of guys that are due for money right now, and y'all ain't winning. So the difference is with the Chiefs, you got guys that are winning that are okay with coming back and negotiating their contract and restructuring to bring new guys in.
You're able to get guys back on 1-year deals or 2-year deals.
Absolutely. And then you'll look at their bonus potential when they get to the playoffs in the Super Bowl, and that's really where they're making all their money. In the last 2 years, we've been to the Super Bowl and won it. So these guys are seeing the incentives paying off. Now, the Cincinnati Bengals, y'all didn't make the playoffs last year. It's like, why would I want to stay with a franchise that, one, I don't know if my quarterback is going to stay healthy. Two, we're losing receivers because they did lose. Who went to the Texans?
No, Joe Mixon, their running back.
Went to the Texans, right? And then we got one of their tight ends. So it's like, y'all are losing some of the depth pieces.
Tyler Boyd is a free agent.
Correct. Who also could come be a Chief, by the way.
And then T. Higgins wants a trade.
Who also could be a Chief, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, any of these guys can. So it's like, okay, what are y'all gonna, they pay Orlando Brown Jr. all this money, and your quarterback still got hurt.
Yeah.
God bless. Like, what do you do in that situation? Your two biggest players are your quarterback and your left tackle. So I don't know what the Bengals are going to do because they have a ton of holes here. Do you know off the top of your head how many picks they have this year?
I don't. I want to say like 8 maybe.
So the thing is so like, could they do like what we did the last 2 years and just draft really good and build that depth and have some guys who can come straight out of the draft and go on the field and play and make an impact? Is that a possibility? Yeah. They might not have a choice.
Yeah. Oh, they have 10 picks.
So they have 10 picks. Oh, so they're going to trade up.
So, and I think they're actually wanting to. I think their GM has been outspoken about wanting
to. They have 10 picks?
But what are they going to trade up for? Like, what are you trading up for?
Well, the O-line, they probably could use a new left O-line. Guard.
Yeah.
They could maybe use a right tackle. Their right tackle wasn't great. They probably need a running back, but they can get that in 6 or 7. They probably need to add a receiver. They probably should add a tight end. Like, yeah. I can think of the things that they might need. I mean, they're down a receiver, they're down a running back, they're down a tight end. They might lose a defensive edge.
Yeah, they have a lot of needs.
They need a right tackle. So,
a lot of help on defense. Like, they have needs all over.
It's great to see. Shambles.
We love it.
Like, I love it. So, but no, if they're at, what did I say? They're at pick. The Bengals are right now at pick 18. I mean, they could definitely move up with a team that needs some more picks, like the Bears. Like, I could see them moving up.
They could.
Hey, we'll give you some more picks for this season.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I love it. I can't wait to see what week we play the Bengals.
I know.
The stupid NFL is still going to make us play them in November or December, no matter what. No matter how many holes they have. Yeah. They're going to force us to play them in November or December because whenever the Chiefs and Bengals play, it just brings so much money.
Probably do November this year just because December didn't work out last year.
Yeah, and I think we get
because the Texans November was in December.
I think we're going to play the Texans in December.
I can see that for sure. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
What were you about to say about the Bengals?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I don't know. Like, I can't remember.
Okay. We can get to the next pick. And if it comes back to you, totally fine. So the next pick for the AFC would be pick 20, and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers. They got two quarterbacks. They got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Okay. Who's starting? Who's QB1?
Russell.
Who's QB1?
I think Russ.
From what I've heard, right? Because what? They want Justin Fields to sit behind Russell Wilson for 1 year and watch?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Not about the Bengals specifically, but Peter Schrager said today, now this goes into like the NFL insider smokescreen, whatever you want to call it. He said he thinks there's going to be, so I think the record for trades in a first round draft was in 2019 or 2022, something like that. And there was 9
Not trades. Really?
First freaking round.
He said I do remember that. Now
was it 2022?
Yeah. 2021 or 2022. I remember that because I remember being like, damn.
Again? Everyone's reading.
I remember being like, again? Okay.
So he thinks that he's predicting there's gonna be 10. I'm like,
Name 10 teams that want to trade up right now besides the Chiefs in the Bengals. A lot.
The Bills, the Bengals.
How many picks do the Bills have?
Ravens might, the Niners might. The Bills have a ton of picks this draft.
I can see.
They have leverage. The Bills have like 11 or 12 picks.
So they're definitely going to trade up.
And the Bengals have 10.
Even though once we get to them soon, they have a lot of holes too.
Yeah. Anyway, we can keep going.
Interesting. Yeah. Steelers, where do you think the Steelers are going to go?
So I think they need to go O-line.
Yeah.
I think that's their biggest need. And I think center is their biggest need. And I don't know if there's any like first round graded centers that they are going to get. So they might be able to wait on center position till later on.
Yeah, they can wait later.
I think O-line is what the Steelers need the most. And then I guess
I think receiver.
I was going to say receiver, and if they don't get a star receiver, I can see them after the draft going into free agency and like signing whoever.
Somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. I do think they should go O-line. Especially, can't believe they got rid of Mitch. Actually, I can't. But I, not Mitch.
Mitch. Who are you talking about?
The Steelers. What's his name? He went to, you know who I'm trying to say. Where the hell did he go? It doesn't even matter because I don't care because it's the Steelers.
O-line?
Kenny Pickett. Thank you. Like, oh. I can't believe they got rid of I'm like, you know who I'm trying to say.
Mitch Trubisky was there for a hot minute.
Right. I'm like, you know who I'm trying to say. They got rid of him. And I laughed at it. But yes. So I definitely think they need to go receive.
Yeah, he went to the, I was like, where did he go? The Eagles? Yeah.
I just know he left. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then I was really shocked when Russ came and then when Justin Fields came. Because I was like, what are they doing here? Maybe there's some So maybe because they know how far they are down in the draft, they're like, all right, we're not going to get the quarterback we want. Maybe there's some quarterbacks in the 25 draft that they like. Not saying that they're going to tank their season. But, I mean, they just went and got two dudes for super quick. I mean, they're not paying anything at all for these two quarterbacks, which is very smart by them. And I do think that, like, hey, bring Justin Fields in. Let's see how he does behind Russ. Maybe they can put him in a contract next year, depending on how things play out this season. Because I absolutely think if Russ is terrible in the first four or five games, they're going to pull him. They're going to put Justin in. So I could definitely see that happening.
I feel like I heard – who was it today? I heard speak – I think it was Michael Lombardi on Pat McAfee. That's what it was. Michael Lombardi was on Pat McAfee today. And he was saying, he was like, the Steelers are going to know by pick number 5 what the Chargers do, what the Steelers are going to want to do. Like, if they're going to want to trade up, or if they're going to. So, like, teams are like thinking way ahead of even what we realize. Like,
So
the Steelers watching the Chargers. If Chargers take an O-line, Steelers might end up trading up for O-line. But if the Chargers take wide receivers, Steelers might stay where they're. So I just feel like it's very, very interesting, very methodical.
I love how they think about this. Like, I would do anything to just sit, like, in the war room behind me. It's so funny because, like, I just feel like Patrick is probably on FaceTime, right? Like, they probably got Patrick FaceTimed him and Travis, and they're like, all right, here we are at 32. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're thinking. What do y'all think? Because I just feel like Patrick for sure, but I feel like their input matters to these people. Like, especially the relationship that they have with them. Like, all right, let's FaceTime. And it's probably Patrick FaceTiming Coach. Like, hey, hi.
Yeah.
I can see him walking away from his draft because he has a draft party every year at his house too, right? I can see him walking away for a little bit, like, all right, guys, we're in the 20s.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? What are we gonna do? Are we moving up? Are we moving back? What do we want to do? Anyway, let's move through this process. So the next pick will be pick 21. It's the Miami Dolphins. Miami has some needs as well.
Again, I'm going to say O-line.
O-line, because God bless Tua Tagovailoa. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. After saying it wrong for so many daggum years, they need O-line help. I don't care what happens on that team. They need O-line. Like, I feel like they did a great job with their defense and getting these people. I mean, Jalen Ramsey got hurt, came back, had a great year. Tyreek Hill is still there. Jalen Waddle is still there. Like, they definitely have the pieces that they need to the most accurate quarterback in the league. Cool. Sure. Whatever. air quotes. Y'all missed it if you're listening.
Air quotes, most
accurate quarterback in the league.
Sure.
Allegedly. No.
Allegedly, yeah.
What were you about to say?
What did I say?
talking about the O-line for the Eagles.
No, the Dolphins.
Dolphins, bless God.
Not the Eagles.
Sorry, I've read Philly.
Yeah, I think they need O-line. I also think they need D-line. I think they've lost a lot of guys in their D-line. I think they could use some trenches help on the D-line there. They lost Xavier Howard, which is their cornerback. So, like, maybe. But that might be, like, later on for them.
Yeah. They could probably go find that in, like, 3 or 4. Well, I don't know how many picks they have.
I don't either. But if there hasn't been many, like, if there's only been, like, one cornerback taken by the time they pick, like, they might take a cornerback. And I would love that for them.
I'm just saying, I've said so far, just in the AFC, and this is not even including the NFC, that at least 6 teams could go O-line. And that's just AFC.
AFC.
I'm like, they can go O-line or defense. Uh-huh. Oh, they can do this or this. Like, the Titans need O-line. God bless. Yeah. The Jets need O-line. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? So they're
my line. The Eagles need O-line. The Dolphins need O-line. Like, yeah. So, Jaguar. Like, everyone needs a freaking O-line.
I have a side part and not a middle part,
Ross.
Yeah,
here today.
He's like, what'd you do?
Yes, I have a side part now. Got Ross.
Yeah, I went to the 80s. No, I'm kidding.
He noticed. Good job, Ross, for noticing.
Yes. Love when the men pay attention.
That's what I'm saying. Men don't always realize that. So,
so funny.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. We're still talking Miami, though.
Oh, I've seen a lot of mock drafts saying that they're going to take a wide receiver. And I'm like, that's like.
That would be dumb.
Dumb. Why? Dumb, dumb.
Why?
Why would you take a freaking wide receiver?
It's dumb. To spite the Chiefs? Like, that would be why. To spite us. Like, ooh, we know the Chiefs need a receiver. Let's go ahead and get, like. Yeah. No, that, and that's very on brand for Mike McDaniels. Very on brand. Very on brand. Anyway, let's go ahead and fast forward this. So we're going to go from pick 21 all the way down.
You get through.
You said what?
We got a few to get through. Just keep going.
Yeah. Not that many. All right. So from pick 21 to pick 28, we go to Buffalo. You want to know what I think their biggest need is?
Oh, it's pick 21 to pick 28. Who's in between there?
Un momento, por favor.
I'm like, wait.
Philly, Minnesota, Dallas, Green Bay, Tampa, Cardinals again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So Cardinals have 2 first rounds. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's from Houston. Remember last year when they traded?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Will Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
okay. What that is. Anyway. So what were you going to say? You think Buffalo needs?
I think they need a quarterback. God bless. Get Josh Allen out of there. He is awful.
Oh, my God. Troll.
Quarterback. No. Quarterback. That's where I think the Bills need to go.
You're nuts.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Jake Josh, I couldn't help it.
He's a Seahawks fan. He would, I mean, so many teams would take Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I
think he's on AFC, fine.
Listen, if Josh Allen has no haters, Jody's dead. So.
Me, biggest hater. All time. No, but they
is.
While I'm not, and it's so funny because in my notes I put quarterback in a laughing emoji.
Oh my God.
Anyway, on an all serious note, they need a wide receiver. Like, they fumbled the bag and got rid of Stephon Diggs and took the biggest cap hit I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Yes, Ross, they need an offensive head coach. Can they draft one of those? Please.
Can they draft
what in the heck is going on in Buffalo? I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
I do. And I'll be. It annoys me, but I do think they'll make the playoffs. And I will say that until they prove me wrong, because we've said that for a while. And I just.
NFL's going to find a way to get them in.
And they're going to get there somewhere. Somehow, some way, they're going to get there, because it's Josh Allen. He's not missing the playoffs, right?
Anyway. Even without Stephon Diggs.
It depends who they get. So I think they're going to get a wide receiver. I think the Bills are going to be.
You think they're going to trade up?
I think they're going to be one of the most aggressive teams in trying to trade up. And they have a ton of picks. Like I said, they have like 11 or 12 picks. They're going to give away, if they can, they're going to give away a lot of draft capital to get one of the top receivers.
They should. And
I think that's a good move for them. I
agree. I think they need to.
I still don't see that being like enough to be like, oh, they're going to beat Kansas City now.
Yeah, no, they're not.
But
you still need O-line help. You still need defensive help.
Yeah. But
you still need to learn how to use your run game.
And the thing is they got rid of like half their team.
Yeah. Good luck. God bless.
They got rid of like their O-line. Actually, our two O-lines, Chiefs and Bills, were like the number one. Bills were number one. Chiefs were number two in like sacks given up last year.
Yes.
Philly was like number three, maybe. But the Bills, their O-line was so freaking good last year, and they gave away like
absolutely nothing. Like, how is your O-line so good and y'all did absolutely nothing, and Stephon Diggs was still extremely frustrated because he wasn't getting the ball?
That too.
Like, if our O-line, like, okay, right? If we didn't have nearly as many penalties as we did on offense last year, the amount of points we would have put on the board, the amount of wins that we would have had, like, literally just two wins alone were based on the offensive line and people not catching the ball. Mm. But different story. But, I mean, there's two wins alone that would have been added to the win column for us.
Yeah.
Based on our offensive line. So, I really have no sympathy for them. Now, I will say, though, last year, didn't they have a brand new – was it offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator? Defensive?
Bills?
Yeah. They had somebody who was – because their guy, he took a break. Yeah.
Leslie Frazier took a break, and Sean McDermott, their head coach, stepped in as defensive coordinator. Yeah.
So, is he coming back this season? Have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard, but
– right? Hmm. Interesting. He's probably like, well, Stephon Diggs is gone, so no thank you. I'll start interviewing for other teams.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Bills have a ton of needs, though. They need a wide receiver. They definitely need help on the defense.
I would say for them, they should take wide receiver around.
They
unless, like, they can't trade up.
Leslie Frazier went to the Seahawks?
Oh.
Really?
When?
I'll have my fact checker listening. Fine, give me that info. I'm like, yeah. Interesting, but no, the Bills have a lot of opportunity. They got to get it together.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, if it was up to me, I think the Bengals make the playoffs before the Bills. I think losing Stephon Diggs is major, and they're not the Chiefs. You can't trade away a receiver and go get a Super Bowl. They're not going to get a Super Bowl this year like we did with Tyreek Hill. It's not happening.
Wait, Leslie Frazier is currently the assistant head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, I love that for him. Good for him.
Oh, okay.
Way to get out of Buffalo.
Opposite Northwest Coast.
Yeah, good for him.
Amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Excited and happy. So I really can't wait to see what it is they think they're going to do.
I can't either.
Yeah. He was definitely interviewing like, yeah, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Which, yeah. Anyway, so pick 30 goes to, see, people are celebrating with me. Good for him. pick 30 goes to the Baltimore Ravens. They lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game at home. So they are pick 30. Yeah. glorious times. High five.
So for them, I feel like, again,
they had a pretty good offseason.
Decent, and where they got Derrick Henry, but they lost a lot of their defense.
They did.
A lot of their really good defensive players went to like the Steelers and just
teams.
And the Bengals. They lost like two of their best players to the Steelers and the Bengals. On defense.
Well, and then they lost a really great player the year before that, too.
And they lost Deontay Johnson to the Panthers. They have George Pickens.
So for them, I said offensive line.
Oh, wait. I'm freaking thinking of the Steelers. I'm literally naming them.
Yeah, you said Najee.
Oh, yes. My God.
I was going to let it ride. They late. You're hungry.
Literally, yeah.
Neither. It's fine. I think they need to go offensive line because I definitely think they need to still find some help for Lamar on that line because towards the playoffs in the back half of the season, and we know Lamar is a scrambler. He's going to run around. He's going to get free. He's going to be slippery, da-da-da-da-da, right? But I still think that there were times that he was legit running for his life, especially when he played against us. So I think they could add some offensive line help, but they definitely need some D-line help too.
They need it. And I feel like they actually had a decent offensive line last year.
Yeah, but
for some reason it just
still was.
It didn't hold on down the stretch. So
yeah,
that could be due to injuries. I can't really remember exactly, but
they didn't have nearly as many injuries last season, though, as like they've had in past history.
They did just extend Rashad Bateman today. Did you see
they
that?
They did. But so, I mean, he.
Yeah, it's everyone's like, okay.
I'm like, no comment.
So it's like, okay, you have
they need a receiver. I feel like they need another receiver on that team because I'm pretty sure. I mean, they picked up OBJ for 1 year. He's probably gone. Yeah. All they got is Zay Flowers, who was remarkable for them last season. He was so freaking good for them last year.
Did mess up in the championship game, but you know.
He did. Not my problem. Mark Andrews should be coming back fully healthy next season.
Isaiah Likely is really good.
He's very freaking good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they could use a receiver.
O-line.
O-line.
O-line, D-line. They can get a receiver in like
receiver
or
O-line, but yeah.
They can get a receiver in like the D-line, get the depth. They could probably add another running back.
They need some D-line help too.
Yeah.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
So, I feel like whatever falls to them, they need to.
At that point, they're sitting there looking at us like they're looking like us like, well, what's even available, guys?
I don't know that I see them up either. Like I see them kind of staying at pick 30 for some reason.
Yeah, I do too. Because they're not really like they don't have nearly the amount of holes that like other teams have. So I think they can stay where they're at. If anything, I don't know how many picks they have. Do you know how many picks they have? Sorry, I'll make you Google.
I know. Let me look.
Put your Ken down. Shout out to Ken Seltzer. Powered by. Because it could be a situation where maybe the Ravens trade back depending
on
how
many. They have 9 picks.
Oh, well, no. They're going to stay there. They can move up. I don't know how they're going to move up. But they could. They could move up in a later round. Like, they could move up maybe in, like, the second or the third round.
They have round 1, pick 30, round 2, pick 62, round 3, pick 93. They have 2 in round 4, 1 in round 5, 1 in round 6, 2 round 7.
Oh, so, yeah, they could definitely trade up in, like, a later round once they get to rounds, like, 3, 4, and 5.
And then I did notice that the Jets have the Mr. Irrelevant pick this year.
Well, makes sense. All right. So then
I only had it one other time. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
So we are the last pick of the draft in the AFC, of course.
Chiefs. For round one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So we talked about us a lot last week. So have your thoughts changed from last week to this week on where we should go? Because we both said either wide receiver, offensive line, or offensive line, wide receiver. After kind of going through it, I feel like we might need to go receiver because I don't think there's going to be anybody available for the offensive line.
Yeah.
By the time we get to 32, it's going to be like, here you go.
Yeah, so no. Good. I think the tricky thing with pick 32 is, like Andy Reid and Brett Beach have been saying in their press conferences, it's like, obviously you're ecstatic to win the Super Bowl, but it comes with a price for the next draft, right? Which is fine because
we're used to
winning Super Bowls, so who cares? But I think I'm just going to kind of state the obvious, really, where it's like you either need to take best player available, whether that's a cornerback that you have in your top 30, a wide receiver, offensive tackle. I think those are my three.
Yeah.
That I'd be like, okay, great. We're taking that first round. I am never someone that wants to see us trade back in the first round unless it's like.
I don't either, but I've been hearing that too. People are like, why don't we just trade back? And I'm like, well, we got enough picks. We don't necessarily need to.
But like, it's got to be for me, it's like you have to get a good payout for that to trade back. Like, I know, like, the Panthers, they have, like, pick what the next first pick in the next round and pick round two. So I've heard, like, them maybe trading up. But I don't know. For me, trading back is just, like, in the first round. I don't care in the other rounds, really. But, like,
agreed.
In the first round, it's, like, it really has to be worth it. And I have heard, like, there's only maybe 17 to 20 guys that most teams have in their top 32 picks right now for the first round.
Yep.
So that does make it harder. However, there's times where you're going to have a guy fall that you might not expect to fall. And then I would love to see, I don't know if you guys saw, like, Brett Veach give his press conference the other day, but, like, he was ecstatic when they were like, what would you do to trade up for, like, an offensive tackle or a wide receiver? And his face just lit up and he was like, he's like, I would do a lot. He's like, it just depends what Clark Hunt wants to let me do. Which tells me, like, it tells
you
us,
know, Veach is,
yeah,
but Veach is a mastermind. He's a freaking guru. He, I think, knows how to sell salt to a slug. Like,
but it tells
the
us
in Veach we trust is real.
Like, there are some guys that he sees worth really trading up for.
Yeah.
And I think it could be an offensive tackle, and I think it could be a wide receiver. I'm leaning offensive tackle.
The frustrating part about it is, though, is if anybody did trade up with us, the amount – so it's not fair, right? We already know wherever we go, especially because now we've won twice in a row, our value is going to be so high. So, like, most teams where they would be like, all right, give us a 24 fifth, a 25 second, you know what I mean? They're going to be like, we want a 24 second, a 25 first, a 26 second. And it's like, do you really want to give that much up? Like, do you? And in my mind, it's like, do you give that much up when you know, like, how well your coaches develop players? Like,
and I just think,
and everybody's gotten re-signed, so half of our coaching staff is going to be here.
Right. I mean, most of them. And so I think for us, it has to really, really be worth it. And that's where you're seeing a lot of these other teams, not even just the AFC, but the NFC too. It's like a lot of these teams are getting desperate just to keep up with the Chiefs.
And I love it.
They don't really have to do much right now. Like, you can kind of take what's there at 32. You could trade up a few spots if you want. But I feel like people are like, oh my God, it'd be so sexy for Brett Veach to trade up and get to, like, top 15 to get this wide receiver or whatever. And it's like, sure, but, like, we don't need to give away all that draft capital, and we don't really need to do that, because you can get either a solid offensive tackle or a solid wide receiver at 32.
Yeah.
And then keep your draft picks and still get that next player at in your second round.
Well, and that's the thing about the Chiefs too. We're not at the point to where we're desperate for literally any player. We have no, we're not desperate. We are building depth, and teams are, that's what they want. Like, we're literally building players on this roster right now for 25, 26, 27. Like, mm-hmm. we're bringing in all these guys who, and some of the people we get might not play this season. You're going to be practice squad players. You're going to learn. You're going to develop. And if we need you later in the season when we got to give some guys some rest, or if someone gets injured, cool. We're going to be able to pop you in and you're going to be fine. Otherwise, you keep getting these reps in to be ready to go for next season when we have a lot of guys coming up who are a lot of guys coming up who are going to be due for contracts, and we might not be able to pay them over the next 2 years. So that's the beauty of who we are as a team right now. We're not desperate for anything. So, like, I know a lot of, like, I'm not super excited about the draft like a lot of people are, because we love you too. I'm not like overly thrilled about, like, what this draft is, because I know that there is nothing desperate that we need. Like, we're not like, oh my God, we need a quarterback. Oh my God, we need a wide receiver, which, you know, a wide receiver would be luxury. It would be nice to put somebody else with Hollywood and Rashi, because we know he's going to be get suspended. But I mean, think about it. Hollywood, Rashi, Travis Kelce, adding a fourth receiver to that rotation would be.
Yeah, some people are asking about the Rashi incident, right? And we haven't really spoken about it too much, but.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little last week.
The thing is with him, I feel like he is going to get a few games suspended.
Yeah.
For sure. I feel like maybe 4 to 6 is my guess.
Yeah, I think 4.
6. I don't know. I would say somewhere around there, which gives Hollywood Brown all the opportunity to be the wide receiver one.
Which I think we thought he was wide receiver one anyway.
Yeah. So I
did anyway.
I don't think the Rashi thing, I don't think it adjusts the draft plans at all. I think it just like, no. I think we were still regardless going to draft a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the top 3 rounds. And I feel like there's depth at wide receiver this year. Like really good.
Just like last year, there's too much depth.
Definitely into the second round, a little bit into the third round. You might find a freaking Puka Nacua in the fourth round again. Like, you never God know. Bless,
please. So, Lord, hi.
I mean, yeah, please.
We would love. And for me, I want us to, and I've said this before, not only do I want us to still, I want us to get a wide receiver in this draft. I want us to get a tight end in this draft. I think we do need to get a running back in this draft. I think we definitely need to get maybe a linebacker in this draft. I think we need to get, I mean, of course, an offensive tackle, like, duh, right? But I think those are, like, some of the key pieces that we need to add, and I don't feel like ranking them because we did it last week. So if you didn't listen to King of Queens last week, go back and listen to last week's episode. But those are the needs that we need. But I also think that we have enough depth in some of those positions where those guys have been developing over the last year or so, and they're getting to be to the point to where they might be able to be a starter, whether it's this year or next season. So I'm really excited about where we sit this year. Again, if we've learned nothing about this offseason, Brett Veach and Andy Reid and the players, God bless, Drew Tranquil, Pat, Trav, they're all like, it's a three-peat. Chris, it's a three-peat season. So if you haven't got like that energy or momentum from us yet, our goal is to be in the Super Bowl again this season. And it's why a lot of guys came back.
I've never seen a re-signing like this to where it's so much like you're going for the three-peat. Like so many.
Literally all the defenses back but 2.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
So.
Like it's.
I love it.
I respect this comment. Great game in the Super Bowl. Carcast 49ers talk. It was a great Super Bowl game. You guys put up a good fight.
It was.
For sure.
So. Because I was highly stressed. Don't worry about the typos. I have typos too.
I was stressed.
Didn't know what was going to happen. Was angry that it went into overtime because, like, I expect y'all to seal the deal in 4 quarters. Extra football is not what I signed up for.
No.
In the Super Bowl. So, but no, it was an amazing game. I was in Vegas. It was so much fun. I would say that the ratio was probably 3-1 Niners to Chiefs fans because a lot of Chiefs fans didn't travel this year because they literally traveled to the Super Bowl last year. So a lot of them were like, you know what? I can watch it at home this year. But all the Niners fans that I met in Vegas, they were super cool, super nice. Like they took the loss on the chin, was buying us shots. It was a great time. So I can't wait to go to New Orleans this year.
Facts. I don't know how your team didn't know that.
Yeah. But if Andy Reid has taught every NFL coach anything this year, okay, so the comment said, for those listening, it pisses me off our players and coaches didn't know the overtime rules. So like if Andy Reid has taught all of the NFL this year, it's to be overly prepared. So I guarantee you every single NFL team going into this season will know the overtime rules. And they should know the new kickoff rules because I'm pretty sure Andy has Pat down in Texas already going over what that looks like. Some of those guys are going to be special teams guys too. So yeah, I'm really excited for this season. I'm very happy with where the Chiefs sit. I feel like we can't mess up in the draft. It doesn't matter where we go. It doesn't matter where we go 1 through 7. I think we're going to do whatever we do.
Just add on to really quick. I think if we don't get that offensive tackle spot, I think there's a great chance we re-sign Donovan Smith, and I'm really good with
that. Which I'm fine with. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
If there's not that depth in round one, it's outside of round one, round two, round three, you're not – offensive tackle is really hard.
It's hard in this draft because there's going to be so many people that are going to be gone.
It's just really hard to find a solid guy at that. So for me, it's like if
we and maybe don't... that's it. Maybe they know that there's the need is so high this season. It they might do. Be a next year thing. It might be a next season thing.
It's so. Definitely good. So I am totally fine. Resign Donovan Smith if we have to.
Yeah.
Draft a really good year. Because you're not wide receiver depth and offensive tackle depth are really different.
Correct.
Really different. So if we don't find that, I'm totally good with re-signing Donovan and just like going with Wanya and Donovan again.
And hopefully, I'm
good with it either way.
And I feel like if we end up with both of them again, which is totally fine, I feel like this offseason and these OTAs and this mini camp and this training camp and everything that Andy Reid is going to put them through to make sure that they are on the right side of the line, they are not doing anything to. Not even getting into that because I'm trying to rap.
I meant to click this comment, but then he had to put the other one. Anyway.
I feel like they're going to really pay attention to that in this offseason with the workouts and getting it right because that was embarrassing last season, the amount of penalties they had. And we cannot go into this season doing that. So I'm okay if we bring them both back and they clean it up in the offseason. There's a lot of weeks until we have football. And there's a lot of time to clean it up. And I think that they're going to be hard asses because we do have one of the hardest training camps that's out there. So let's get into the sponsor because it is late.
I know. We keep going. Okay.
It is late.
It's powering me through this podcast.
Yes, it is.
Their new flavor, which is strawberry lemonade, is so delicious.
Yes, it is.
My brain is like not.
It's okay. It's made with strawberry and lemonade. It's made of all fruit.
It's the first black owned seltzer in
there
America.
There you go. In the United States. Made of all fruit. No artificial sugars. You actually don't have to mix this one either. It's just really good.
It's just delicious.
It's just delicious. And, we had it at the Royals game the other day.
Yeah.
I know this is the Chiefs podcast. Had it at the Royals game. Had it at the current game. Delicious, delicious. Yeah. So, shout out to Ken Seltzer and the sponsor. I'm almost out of cans.
Yeah, we got to get more. But we need to also do a giveaway soon.
Probably. We say that every week.
And we need to actually do it, though.
I'm ready when you are. All right, let's get out of here. Shout out to y'all for tapping in with us. We are so happy that you are here.
Live tweeting tomorrow too, probably.
Yeah, we'll be together. Me and Lexi will be together. Yeah. We're not going outside. We'll be inside so we can actually pay attention to what's happening. Because God bless, I gotta pay attention. Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody who's listening right now, thank you so, so much. I'm very grateful for you. Y'all tap in with us every week and we love y'all for that. We are in season 3 and season 3 has been fun. And we do have some guests coming on the next two weeks. Yeah. We got guests the next 2 weeks. So next week we'll be able to talk a little bit of draft and what we did and how that went. Super excited for that. And then we'll be getting ready for hopefully what will be a schedule release. If you are not following Kingdom Queens on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button right now for us. Good night. Subscribe, like, share. If you are on Twitter, please retweet this. This would be great. Help us get our numbers up even higher than what they are.
Comes on, no big deal.
Oh my God. Everybody tweet at Patrick and tell him to join Kingdom Queens. Patrick and Brittany.
Brittany on, actually.
I would love Britt. But like I was saying, follow, like, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Spotify, Apple, all your streaming platforms. We are there. Until next time, we will see you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Until next time, your queens have spoken. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.